podcast listeners. We made it. Here we are at the brink of a new year. And while I know not everything changes when the calendar flips from 2020 to 2021, I think many of you share my sentiment that this year has not been one that any of us were expecting. And I think we're all pretty ready to move on. While 2020 brought real disappointments, hardships, and pain for so many, it also provided us with opportunities for growth. And whether you feel like you embraced this strange pandemic year, or whether you're just barely hanging on at this point, I think it's safe to say that a fresh start feels really, really good right about now. Starting in 2021, I'll be launching season 2 of the Single Greatest Choice podcast. This is something I'm really excited about. When I left off in August, the podcast had about 4,000 downloads, which is a number that absolutely blew my mind at the time. I couldn't believe how many people were listening to the show, despite the fact that it's totally amateur and pieced together by someone who literally has no idea what I'm doing. But I was hearing from some of you from time to time about the impact the show had on you, and I was really glad that I'd taken the time to put it together, imperfect as it was. Podcasting was just kind of a fun pandemic hobby, and after I reached and then exceeded my goal of 20 episodes, I thought I'd stop, or at least take a nice long break with no real plan to come back. To be honest, the work of putting together each episode is pretty tedious and time-consuming, and I really wasn't sure if there would ever be a season 2. But since that time, I've gotten countless messages from listeners with some of the most touching sentiments about feeling less alone and more empowered, which is exactly what this podcast set out to do. Not only that, but the show has now exceeded 11,000 downloads, even without new weekly episodes. That shows me that women are hungry for these stories and experiences, and I feel so incredibly blessed to be entrusted with them, both here on the podcast and in my coaching. So because of that, I'm back again for season 2. This season, I've got some great interviews lined up for you. Starting next Wednesday, January 6th, you'll find a new episode in your feed every week. The season will run from January through March, as long as baby decides to stay put until his estimated due date in early April. If you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen a request I put out there for listeners of the show to send in their own audio clips for a few topical episodes I plan to produce. I've decided to bump these episodes to the end of the season to give you plenty of time to participate. So if you were thinking about contributing, there's still time. I'd shoot for sending your entries in sometime in January or early February 2021. Here's how those episodes will work. I've picked 3 themes. They are the decision, the donor, or donors if you're using an egg donor as well, and the fertility journey. If any of these topics are something that you'd like to discuss on the show, all you need to do is record a brief clip of yourself sharing your thoughts or experiences. I'd say anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes would be perfect. Most smartphones, tablets, or computers have a voice recording app, and if not, there are several that you can download for free. Once you've recorded your clip, just send it to me in an email at katie@singlegreatestchoice.com and let me know whether you'd like me to include your name and Instagram handle with your clip or whether you'd like to remain anonymous. Those episodes will run in early March and will be a great resource for women who are trying to make the decision about solo motherhood or to choose a donor or to navigate their own fertility journey. We all know how important our stories are to each other. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. These episodes will only work if listeners like you choose to contribute, so please consider it. In other news, things are trucking along with my pregnancy, and I'm now 26 weeks along. Depending on where you look, I'm only 1 week away from third trimester, or 2 weeks, maybe. I don't know. Pregnancy math is so weird. Anyway, I feel so blessed to be feeling good and having no complications. I'm working on getting the nursery put together and finishing up some other house projects, recording and editing podcast season 2, starting to think about everything I need to do before maternity leave for my full-time job, and still coaching some incredible women like you. Speaking of coaching, I have room to take on maybe 2 or 3 more clients before I take a break to welcome my sweet baby in April. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time. The coaching runs for 6 sessions, which you can do consecutively or you can space them out over the next few months, as long as we get them all in before mid-March, just in case baby makes an early appearance. You can find more information about coaching at www.singlegreatestchoice.com/coaching, where you can schedule a time to chat with me if you think it might be a good fit. Once those spots are filled, I'm giving myself some time and space to figure out the new mom thing, so it might be a while before coaching is available again. All right, that's it for now. I'm off to practice my New Year's ritual of reviewing my 2020 journals and calendar, and then setting goals and intentions for 2021, which will be interesting since I still cannot fathom what motherhood will really look like. I'll follow that up with a solo hike on New Year's Day, and then I'll meet you guys all back here on Wednesday for Season 2, Episode 1. Happy New Year, and thank you so much for all of your love and support.